Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
8:40.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So, I see that we're talking about shoplifting today, specifically the shoplifting by accident.
Yes, it is a thing. The prosecuting authorities don't like to accept that at face value, but clearly, as someone who is fairly absent-minded, I can totally relate.
Totally get it.
And I don't know about you, Darren, but there have been several times in my life when I've got outside of a store.
Yeah.
And
what's
then
the thing you steal the most?
You know, there have been various things, and then you've got to turn around on your heel and run back to the shop. And I always picture if someone's going to tap me on the I'm going to say, but you can see I was walking towards the shop, not in the opposite direction.
I was
coming back to pay for it.
The Sunday paper, and I fold it up. I put it under my arm. And it's under my arm, and then I do
now.
All the shopping, and I forget about it.
Okay, so the thing is, it cannot be a crime if there was no intent, but proving the lack of intent. Well, I meant to pay for the paper, but I forgot. That doesn't wash. I've taken up quite a few cases lately, and the person accused of shoplifting was adamant that it was an absent-minded accident, nothing more. But the thing is, security personnel and store managers are trained not to make a judgment call on whether the theft was intentional or accidental. Mm. They are told not to attempt to do that at all, to apply their discretion. They just have to follow the procedure, and the follow the procedure means ultimately calling the police, and from there, the matter is in the hands of the police and then the court. And as I said, you know, for someone like me that can be a little absent-minded, it is a terrifying prospect because I've walked these stories, the stories with these people. So the most recent case was a Joburg woman. I'll call her Linda. Mm-hmm. She went to the gym, Boulders up Midrand way. She went to the gym early one morning as she always does, and then she popped into Clicks with a friend afterwards, the same centre, to look for a new clear mascara that she'd seen advertised and wanted to buy, and she'd been looking for it in a few places and hadn't found it. So she goes into the store, and you tell me if you think this is the typical MO of a shoplifter. I mean, I'm no criminologist, but something tells me that you wouldn't ask the assistant to tell you, do you have this new mascara? Where is it? Yes, thank you. So she had this, and then she thought, as one does, let me buy a few other things. The other products was a protein shake and something, I can't remember what else, waxing kit or something, and it was about 300 rands worth. She says she dug into her gym bag to get the money, and somehow the mascara must have fallen in there. She paid for the other two items, left, and you know that security scanner thing went off. I've had it happen to me a few times by mistake. Not a nice experience. Anyway, long story short, she ends up in the manager's office. Yeah. They found the mascara in her bag. They called the mall security. She was protesting about it being a misunderstanding, but nobody wanted to hear that. Because I would imagine that most genuine shopkeepers would say it was a misunderstanding. Let me just pay now. I mean, you can understand that. She was detained in the mall cell and then until the police arrived. And she spent 3 hours in a police cell, released on 300 rand bail. It's all a bit horrifying.
Terrifying.
Well,
what happens?
I still need to follow up what decision she made. It's quite a new story, but here's the thing. She was told she can avoid the court drama and a possible conviction as a first offender by going what's called the diversion route. A first offender goes to NICRO, the National Institute of Crime Prevention, and the reintegration of offenders. But as the name would imply, you have to actually admit that you did it on purpose, because there's no need to go through that process if it was an accident, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But as soon as the accidental shoplifters tell NICRO they didn't intend to shoplift, NICRO goes, sorry, you need to go back to court. She doesn't really want to go to court, of course. It's expensive and it's hugely traumatic. But she also is not comfortable with telling NICRO, yes, I did do it, and going through this whole sham of being, you know, having her stealing habit dealt with, you know.
So what is the shop?
It's a dilemma.
What did they have to say?
I did go to them, of course, and I'll tell you exactly what they said in a little bit. Just hold on.
More with Consumer Watch. Wendy Nola when we come back. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40. So, Wendy, to recap, a woman buys two items for almost 300 rand in Clicks. She exits the store. The security scanner beeps and a 40 rand mascara is found in her bag. She gets arrested on the charge of theft. This is intense.
Yes. And it happens to many people. Petty items. Some of them intend to steal, obviously. But I think a fair number of people don't. This woman, Lindy Alcorder, she insists that she had no intention to steal. She was holding the mascara when looking for her purse in her gym bag, and somehow it ended up in the bag. She's chatting to her mate, and so it happens. I did question Clicks about the incident, as I said, asking whether store managers had the right to exercise discretion in some cases. By the way, in this case, there are no CCTV cameras footage in that store. So that often in these cases can show accidental versus intentional in their body language, and experts can kind of tell. But unfortunately, in this case, there was no such footage. The short answer is no discretion is allowed. The quote read, the store manager and security followed standard operating procedure. The unfortunate reality is that theft is a global phenomenon that is not exclusive to Clicks. This is true, of course. Continue the quote, our shoplifting policy dictates that if the electric alarm system is activated, items in the possession of the customer need to be scrutinized against the till slip and the customer taken to the office for investigation. The store manager or security then needs to call the authorities. It's then a matter for them to decide whether they wish to press charges or not. In other words, it's an objective, not a subjective process. They may not make a judgment call. That's the job of the magistrate and the magistrate only, apparently. Or, of course, unless the prosecuting authorities decide, the senior public prosecutor will decide that this is you know, not enough evidence, clearly no intent or whatever, and then they'll choose not to prosecute. I ran this whole scenario because I've dealt with quite a few cases like this this year alone. A Durban criminal attorney, Wesley Rogers of W.J. Rogers and Associates, he said the modus operandi in this particular case, what I told him, as I say, there was no footage. She asked a store assistant whether the store stocked the product that she was then found to have stolen, and plus the value of the item versus the goods that she did buy, etc. This all suggested that she did not intend to steal.
Intent.
He said, he said, but the unfortunate fact is that security officers, as we've said, are unable to exercise discretion on whether or not the legal requirements for the offence are present, and they may not even be aware of the issues at play.
He said,
and the police, the police will place every accused under arrest for shoplifting, irrespective of any explanation.
Any other behaviour would you be guilty of profiling?
Yes. This is the interesting part, though. He said SAPS and the National Prosecuting Authority are stats-driven organizations, and shoplifting provides a good number of arrest stats for the police, making them look good in the fight against crime. He says most accused people can't afford an attorney, so they'll jump at the NICRO option. That's the diversion, but you do have to admit that you did it.
Yeah.
But then there's it's an informal acceptance. There's no conviction or any of that sits on your record. He says, and this is what, and we had a long conversation, but the crux of it, he says, is the manner that theft by shoplifting, that's the official charge, the way that those charges are handled is by far the biggest miscarriage of justice that we encounter. How interesting is that? So be awake. I mean, we can't do anything about what happens, much about what happens after. So I always say, and this is very much for me, don't put products in your handbag while shopping.
So
always use a basket
or
trolley.
To tell us how not to
get yourself into this.
Accidentally shopping. But we're space cadets, Wendy, you and me. How do we not do that?
No, well, you just have to focus. Like when they're putting petrol in your or fuel in your car, check that it's diesel and not petrol, and the other way around. Those sort of things. Anyway, so don't walk around. Put them in your shopping basket. I know, I must admit, I do this. Or hold it in your hand, as Lindy did. It often happens with absent-minded mums with prams. Resist the urge to hang items on the pram or put anything in the folds or the cover or anything like that.
Okay.
Don't enter the stores with too much other shopping that you can perhaps put stuff that you want to buy in those bags. Rather offload regularly to your car. Big one, don't eat or drink products in the store. I've had people being arrested with, they've eaten a chocolate and they didn't put the wrapper through to be scanned. A lot of that is intentional, but don't make them. Thank you very much. Security guards are on high alert for that, people eating and drinking in the store. Just be mindful. Also, the cell phone thing, Darren. It takes our attention, whether we're driving or shopping or whatever. You can do a lot absent-mindedly when your attention is on the conversation you're having on your phone. So I think just be, as with everything in life, but be mindful, because you really don't want that please come with me to the office thing happening, and you are totally on the back foot, and now how do you prove that you didn't mean to? I mean, can you imagine how that must feel? The horror of that.
Yeah.
Worse, bad enough if you meant to and you get caught, and you know, then take what comes. But if you didn't mean to, it's a nightmare. So just be mindful.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Doug.
Listen, if you want to get a hold of Wendy for any consumer issue, best place is her Facebook. There is an email option there. It's at Wendy Nola Consumer.
Go. This is East Coast Breakfast.